On the show today, we have local government Federal Credit Union's very own Mark Caverly talking about the credit union's first virtual annual meeting that turned into quite the event. So check out our interview, and Mark fills us in with all the details. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have local government Federal Credit Union's very own Mark Caverly on the program. Mark, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing all right. How are things at the credit union? I mean, it seems like we're kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here. So how are things going so far?
So far, so good. It has been the last couple months have been quite unusual, to say the least. Yeah. We actually went into lockdown mode very early in this process, or, you know, early on. But we, like everyone else, were having all these discussions about return to the workplace and what does that look like and how do we maintain social distancing and that type of thing. And who, you know, do you have to wear a mask? Do you not have to wear a mask? All those key questions right now that I think everyone's wrestling with.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting the next few months to see what happens. Absolutely. With all that. So yeah, so I'm sure you guys will do a fantastic job, as you did with, you guys held a virtual annual meeting. What was it? Was it last Friday? Was it May 12th?
Yes, something? It was a week ago Friday.
Okay. So I mean, because this is kind of something obviously new to a lot of us out there.
Yes.
And it sounds like you guys are kind of setting the foundation for the future here. So tell us about this virtual annual meeting. How did it work and how did it go?
It went extremely well.
Right on.
You know, no glitches, anything that's driven by technology. You know, you always kind of have your fingers crossed and you're hoping that everything is going to go as planned. But everything did go as planned.
Right on.
So we really had a fantastic event. We typically at an annual meeting will have anywhere from 175 to 200 members in attendance. Mm-hmm. In person. So with this virtual format, we weren't quite sure how many we would have attend. And then, you know, we're tracking it, or have been tracking it. We had, during the event, we had 339 unique entrances.
Wow.
So that kind of gives an idea of how many individual sessions, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. Attended the annual meeting. But we had, and working, you know, talking to our creative team, and then we also had an event production partner to help us. Okay. With the event.
Okay.
They assume, you know, they say apply a factor of 1.5 to 1.75 because you have more than one person viewing any of those entrances.
Yeah.
So that would take us to roughly, you know, somewhere between 500 and 600 attendees, which is great. And even if we back out the number of employees that we have, still a very well attended event.
Well, that's a super success for sure, especially the first time around as well.
Absolutely.
So, and without getting too techie here, I mean, how did you guys make it work? What did you guys use, or how did you make this whole thing work?
Yeah, so we spent a great deal of time initially trying to figure out what is the right technology. So obviously, you and I are talking on Zoom.
We are. We've
heard a lot about Zoom. Some not so good. I hope we don't get Zoom bombed during this.
Oh, we're okay.
This interview, yeah. Don't worry about that. So
okay.
We all have experience with Zoom. We all have experience with WebEx by now. But we realized early on that this is not the typical Zoom call or WebEx event. We really realized that this goes beyond technology. And what we really were looking to do here is produce an event. So ultimately we ended up settling on Vimeo live stream.
I use Vimeo live stream all the time. I love it.
Okay. Yeah. So it worked out very well. That was the partner that we engaged to help produce the event had sort of directed us to Vimeo live stream.
Okay.
And it worked out very, very well. Like I said, no glitches with the technology or anything along those lines.
That's so cool. And so did you guys, I mean, putting the technology aside, were there any challenge? I mean, I'm sure there was some like, oh gosh, how do we get over this hurdle? How do we get over that hurdle? Just how did you guys handle those types of things? Because again, this is kind of a first time thing for a lot of people out there. So how did you guys handle any challenges that kind of came your way?
Yeah, I mean, I guess first and foremost, we recognize that we had virtually no experience with a virtual meeting. So recognizing that, again, as I mentioned previously, we did partner with a local event production company, Creative Visions. Mm-hmm. They have a great deal of experience in producing live events, you know, in person, very large events, as well as these virtual type meetings. They've been doing it for years. Typically, they'll have a hybrid event where they'll have folks in person in attendance in the room, but then they're also streaming the content to folks, you know, all over the world, really, because they work with very large global companies here in the Raleigh area. So we've worked with them in the past, you know, recognizing our limitations and then thinking through, okay, well, there's a lot that we don't know to produce an event like this. Let's seek out somebody that has the experience. You know, we can leverage that experience. We can, you know, learn from others' mistakes. Mm-hmm. And so it proved to be a very, very beneficial move on our part. But in thinking through, you know, I guess, so we spent a lot of time with them just thinking through what they would call the show flow. And that is, you know, how do we move from almost minute to minute or speaker to speaker through the event? And so some of the challenges we had with the pandemic is, you know, we had a few folks in attendance, but we also had to think through the setup of the room and how we would go from speaker to speaker and how, you know, how many podiums we would use and just really try to adhere to social distancing guidelines and certain protocols and measures to keep everyone safe.
So you had a few people, like, I guess, at the credit union doing this, and then you had a few people at their home offices or something?
We did. So we have a training center in our building. And so we sort of co-opted that area and created, I guess, really what you could call is, you know, a video production center for the day. All kinds of equipment, lighting, you know, professional lighting, sound equipment, basically, you know, what our creative team likened it to is it's the, you know, the semi that's producing the Super Bowl. You know, so there's a team of probably, you know, a half dozen or so of creative visions, their employees that were helping to produce the event. We had some of our own staff there, and then we had some of our board members in attendance as well. And it's a rather large room, so we were all able to kind of, you know,
spread out. There you are.
Mike, you locked up on me there for a second.
And you did this. I was like, oh my gosh, he's back. Now you're back. Now we're good. Yeah. Just kind of continue with your train of thought there.
Okay.
And I'll just splice it in there. So not a big,
okay. And then I think one of the other challenges we were thinking through, and we did spend some time watching YouTube videos of other credit unions in their annual meetings and trying to get a sense of what went well, what didn't go so well. And we realized one of the challenges that we saw, you know, other credit unions face is how do you handle, you know, this is a business meeting. So how do you handle motions from the floor and, you know, the yay and the nay and what have you? So we really had to think through how we would do that. And what we ended up settling on was we did have some folks in the room who would make the motions and the seconds. But in terms of the, you know, all those in favor say aye or nay, we ended up doing, Vimeo Livestream has a polling feature.
Yeah.
And so we use the polling feature to allow folks to either, you know, indicate yay or nay. And that seemed to go, you know, fairly well. It seemed to work well. I think one of the other things that we appreciated about the Vimeo Livestream, and we had a lot of talk about this as well, and that is there's the chat feature. And how do we want to allow or provide for participants to chat or ask questions or things of that nature? And so we ended up settling on, you know, sort of an open chat where anyone could post something to the chat board. And then we would sort of monitor and screen in case somebody posted something that shouldn't be posted for, you know, public consumption. Yeah. Fortunately, we didn't have to remove anything.
That's good.
But we do have... you know, and maybe I guess I could take a step back and just talk a little bit about our field of membership. So we are local government federal credit union. We have a statewide membership where we serve local government employees, public officials, appointed officials, volunteers, so volunteer firefighters, folks who would volunteer with the county parks and rec department. And the volunteer firefighters is a big portion of our field of membership and very important to us. And one of the things that we really wanted to do with this annual meeting, you know, again, given that we're in this pandemic, we really wanted to recognize and honor those that are sort of on the front lines of the pandemic right now. So we had shared a video right at the beginning of the annual meeting to again, just thank these, you know, very important individuals and these key members of our field of membership. Just thank them for all they're doing. So that, you know, again, first responders, public health officials. We also have a number of hospitals in North Carolina that are within our field of membership. So, you know, doctors, nurses, you know, other hospital employees who are being exposed to the virus as they're treating others. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to just recognize and honor them. So that was a key part of the event as well. And then one other really interesting feature, just thinking through, again, you know, how to provide a certain level of experience for attendees is with the national anthem. We ended up pre-recording an a cappella group. So it was three individuals. We recorded them individually, and then they sent their videos in, and then we put it together as though, you know, they're singing together. Wow. So that worked out very, very well. So I think that was, you know, that was just a nice touch. To open the annual meeting with the national anthem, because we had to think through, you know, the things that we might typically do. How do we do that in this virtual environment? Mm-hmm. So that worked out really well.
Yeah, this certainly does sound like more of an event than just your normal annual meeting. You guys really took it to another level, it seems like.
We really did, and it's interesting. That was one of our primary goals of the event, was to really exceed the expectations of any attendee. We've got folks that are used to, again, we typically have 175 to 200 members in attendance. They're primarily volunteers of the credit union. We have a volunteer base that's 600 strong across the state. And so, you know, we really wanted to provide them an experience. So again, as we early on, we recognized this is not about technology. It's not about choosing the right technology. It's about choosing, you know, or it's about producing the event or recognizing that we're really producing an event. So then the technology simply supported that event. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So how do you see this going moving forward? I mean, obviously things are going to change next time around for the annual meeting. So, I mean, are you guys going to do like a hybrid thing? I mean, assuming that we're able to kind of gather again at that point and,
Absolutely. Yes. So we, you know, in the past, we've had sort of a semi-hybrid event. We would stream, or we had streamed the event live, but it really was not, it was more of a Facebook live stream or something along those lines. It really wasn't high quality or, you know, high production quality.
Yeah.
Nothing was geared towards the fact that we had attendees who were not in the room. It was all focused on those who were in the room. Mm-hmm. And then I guess for those who couldn't make it, and they would log in and watch online, you know, that was one way of somewhat participating. But I think going forward, we do recognize, again, we have statewide membership. So we have members, or even, you know, our members of our volunteer base, who it could take them 6 hours to drive to Raleigh for our annual meeting. So we have, you know, we've got a great opportunity going forward. We'll always, again, hopefully when we get through this pandemic and we can meet again in groups, we'll continue to invite folks to Raleigh to have our annual meeting the way we normally would, but then also have, you know, a top quality live stream that also allows for and provides for participation.
Yeah.
So we can really engage those instead of them just, you know, being a passive
Mm-hmm.
participant just watching a live stream. They can actually engage, whether that's through chat, through, you know, polling, asking certain questions, allowing virtual attendees to also ask questions. So we have a Q&A with our CEO, Marie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Every annual meeting, he provides, you know, an update to the membership. And then typically we have a good 15 to 20 minutes of Q&A.
Really?
Yeah. And so in the past, if you weren't there in person, you never had the opportunity to, you know, ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, using the technology, you know, in that type of hybrid environment, we'll make sure that virtual participants and attendees can also ask questions.
So Maurice was there till like midnight answering questions, or because all the people in chat were. Everyone had an opportunity now.
It's we will definitely, you know, as I said, we'll have a hybrid event of some kind, but I think we also recognized that, you know, it served a purpose this year, but it, you know, we have our members or our volunteers, the folks that show up to one of our annual meetings, they're long time public servants. Mm-hmm. And they've worked in local government for years. You know, they've made a career out of public service. They have, you know, friends and colleagues, you know, spread around the state. And our annual meeting serves as an opportunity for many of them to see their friends. One time a year perhaps, or it's one of the few times that they actually get to see their friends that they've known for years and years in the local government space. So, you know, it was somewhat heartbreaking to know that we couldn't provide that same level of experience this year. Everybody certainly understands that. But that's what was interesting about the chat feature is, as we were monitoring, you know, and seeing some folks, you know, posting the chat, they were actually, sort of reaching out to others and, you know, saying, hey, this, you know, it was really cool to see that they it was not the ideal scenario by any means, but I think they certainly embraced it. And again, you know, roughly 500 to 600 attendees to, you know, to watch the video. We certainly feel like that was a great success for this first and hopefully only virtual only meeting, because again, I think we'll have these hybrid events in the future.
Yeah. It certainly sounds like you set the framework for future events like this for sure.
Yes.
Especially working with that third party company, it really, really helped out as well. So what lessons or what advice would you have for other, cause I'm sure there are other credit unions who are like racking their brains about what to do. How do we hold our annual meeting? And so what advice do you have for other Creightons out there who may be kind of stuck in this area right now?
Yeah. As I said earlier, I would not just view this as technology driven or as simply another Zoom call or WebEx, or just sort of look at the technology in sort of that narrow way. I would certainly, you know, if you know someone or you have the means to hire a consultant, because that's essentially what we did. We hired a consultant to help us through this. If you can do that, I would strongly, you know, encourage and suggest you to do that. But more than anything, you know, again, as I said, we looked at it as a production. We were trying to provide an experience of some kind. Yes.
You have to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yet it was our annual business meeting. We had to, you know, there's a certain expectation level, I think, that our members have always had as to, you know, the level of professionalism that we provide and, you know, the way we've always delivered our annual meeting. We wanted to meet that same expectation level, even within this virtual environment. So I think that's, you know, some of my advice is think through how you want to approach the event. You know, we didn't look at it as just, hey, this is a box checking exercise. We have to have our annual meeting. Let's do it. We're going to provide an experience. And what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. I call it infotainment.
Yeah.
Provide the information in an entertaining fashion and everyone stays engaged. They love it. So it sounds like this is what you guys did there. So I'm happy for you guys. And this is why I love doing stories like this, because it just shows you how the creativity, the ingenuity, the innovativeness, all those buzzwords going on right now, you know, how we're working around where there's a will, there's a way, you know, and we're going to get around it. And on the other side of it, we're going to be better for it, because like you said, you know, moving forward, now you're going to have like this hybrid event. You set the framework for future stuff. So it's really cool to see credit unions really just getting super creative and having fun with it and just doing some really cool stuff out there. It just really shows how what we can do.
Yeah, and we really looked at this as a great opportunity as well. Again, you know, bringing Creative Visions on board and helping them or having them help us produce the event was probably one of the best decisions we made. But we also looked at it as an opportunity to learn from them. We do believe that not just with our annual meetings, but we've got a great opportunity going forward to continue to have hybrid style meetings, whether that's, you know, between now and the end of the pandemic. We have a number of meetings that we would typically have with our volunteer base. And so if we can transition those into a more participative and engaging virtual setting, then we'd certainly like to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we wanted to sort of pick the brains of Creative Visions, these experts, and really learn, you know, the way we're looking at it is there's so many details that are either going to enhance the experience or they're going to detract from the experience. We wanted to make sure that we could pick their brains as much as we can and learn from them, you know, how they plan an event. You know, the amount of detail that goes into just planning the event and thinking through transitions. And actually, that was one thing that I failed to mention earlier. I would recommend for other credit unions that are thinking about doing this is pre-record content. So we pre-recorded a great deal of content. A lot of that was driven by Creative Visions and their recommendations, but it certainly, you know, there's always that chance that technology is going to glitch or you're going to have some issues. So the more you can pre-record content and sort of almost hit play at certain sections, that was very helpful to know, okay, this is going to go off without a hitch. We don't need to worry about something happening right here. It also allowed those of us in the room to sort of breathe a little easier, or, just kind of wrap our heads around what exactly was happening and how this was playing out. But I would definitely, you know, suggest pre-recording as much content as possible.
Well, and especially doing this for the first time, having somebody like that company helping you out, you know, that's, could you imagine if you guys are trying to do that on your own? Oh my goodness. I mean, I've been through many live stream
files. If we had tried to do it on our own, it would have been like the Keystone Cops. And, you know, we'd be on YouTube as example A of how not to run an annual meeting. You know, I think it would have been fine, but again, it was all about meeting expectations. Yeah. And really, we wanted to blow expectations away. Everybody's had these really clunky experiences over the last couple months of using technology and you know, whether it's poor video, poor audio, you know, whatever it is. And we really wanted to make sure that that was not the kind of experience we ended up with. So. Yep.
Gotcha. I'm just saying, Mark, you guys set the bar pretty high now. So there you go for the rest of us. So
Good job.
Any other final words of wisdom here, Mark, before I let you get back to work?
No, I think it's just, you know, as credit unions, I think we're all, our members need us more today than they ever have.
Oh yeah.
So it's so easy to sort of get ground down in trying to just deal with the specifics of the pandemic. And we've been spending so much time, I think, on, you know, all these return to work decisions and discussions and what are things going to look like when we start to bring people back. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure every credit union is having those discussions, but our members need us more than ever. Yeah. And we need to be, you know, I guess, vigilant about thinking about those members and the situations they're in, and millions of people without jobs right now. And how can we best serve them, you know, during this most difficult of times? Mm-hmm.
Well, and this event that you guys just held, your annual meeting, certainly helped out as well. So, I mean, it just keeps you guys focused and on the right track to helping folks out. And word's going to spread too. So kudos on that. So great job,
thank you,
Mark. Yeah, I'm really happy for you guys. I love doing stories like this. So thank you for taking the time out to share with all of us. And you probably helped out a lot of people as well.
Yes. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, Mark. Anytime. Keep up the good work there, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. And be safe and be well, all right?
You too. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.